Rams Nation. I'm Danny Clevenger here with NFL Network's Omar Rees. And how, you know, a couple days at the Combine down underneath your belt. How's it been going for you out here?
It's good. It's my first trip here. Indianapolis is a great host whenever they have events here, whether it's the Final Four, the Super Bowl, the Combine. It's a wonderful event, and just hearing from general managers and head coaches the past few days, getting to hear from some of the players now and seeing some of the workouts today has been enlightening, and just getting ready for that 2017 season. It's going to be here before we know it, even though we're much closer to the end of 2016 than we are to the start of 2017. It feels like we're ramped up and ready to go.
Ramped up. I'm gonna make that rammed up. I like that. Okay, so Sean McVay stepping in, first year head coach. He's coming into the combine. It's kind of a different combine for him because it's not like he has a first round pick to be able to select. So when you look at the Rams, you've covered them, followed them all season long. Where do you think they should put their focus on at this combine?
Well, I think Les put it best yesterday when he said that the Rams have needs in every position, and if they can upgrade every position on the roster, they'll do so. He has to look at it as if they are picking number one again. And they have to have their board ready so that whoever, because there are so many variabilities at this point, picking near the top of the second round that could be available to them, that they have to be prepared. And they aren't going to know if it's going to be a DB that presents itself. They're not going to know if it's going to be a defensive lineman or whomever. So they have to be ready. And even though Sean McVay obviously has spent most of his side of the ball on the offense, this will be his first time staying all the way through the combine for those defensive linemen and linebackers on Sunday with the DBs on Monday. So he'll get his whole taste. And I think whether it's McVay, whether it's Snead, the entire Rams organization from a personnel and from a coaching staff perspective, they'll be ready for whatever opportunity presents themselves, not only in the second round, but throughout the draft. I know they just have five picks at this point, but I think they'll make the most of them going into the 2017 draft.
But when you take a look at the Rams in last season, obviously everybody kind of pinpoints the offense as something that they need to focus on in this offseason and try to rebuild that offense. Do you think, in your opinion, I know it's kind of an opinion-based thing, but do you think they are better off getting a veteran maybe at an offensive line position, a wide receiver position, make a splash in free agency? Or do you think that's something they can find in young people at the combine?
I think they can find in young people here at the combine and eventually at the draft. I really like, and it's something that Sean McVay stressed in hiring his coaching staff first, Aaron Cromer, as offensive line coach, because whether you get a veteran, whether you get a youngster coming in, Cromer is a guy that's going to be able to mold and shape this offensive line, build cohesion and continuity in a way that he can without necessarily having that five some having experience together. I think he can bring that immediately. And whether it is a young person or a veteran, they need to improve. And so, you know, far from me to say whether that improvement comes from the draft or from the free agency, but they do need to improve, and they know that they need to improve because, as Les said yesterday, Todd Gurley's shortcomings weren't solely on Todd Gurley. Jared Goff's shortcomings weren't solely on Jared Goff. Obviously, both of them would like to have the 2016 season back. They'd like to be better, but they do need help all the way around. For Goff, maybe it's more weapons on the outside. For Gurley, obviously, help on the inside.
You have a little bit of an inside scoop when it comes to talking to coaches and scouts and people like that. I know maybe it's more the big-name people that are sort of standing out here at this combine, but who have you, even though the Rams don't have a first-round pick, who have you been hearing kind of turning heads so far at this combine?
Well, I'm going to go with a name that who is a big name but maybe become bigger. DeShone Kizer has heard blown away people in meetings. And really when you talk about the combine and the draft, it always goes back to the quarterback position. You know, for, and I know the Rams obviously don't need one. They got one last year, but that's who people are going to be talking about because in terms of this draft and who people are talking about, the Browns are going number one, the 49ers going number two. Both need quarterbacks. 49ers dramatically don't have any quarterbacks on their roster as we speak. So the quarterback position, and depending on who you talk to, it's either Kizer or Deshaun Watson or Mitch Trubisky. And then the dark horse people are saying is maybe Mahomes might be the best of all of them, might be a situation like 2014 where Blake Bortles was maybe the least talked about when you talk about Derek Carr and Teddy Bridgewater. And not only is he the first quarterback that gets selected, he goes number three when arguably there wasn't going to be a top 10 quarterback in that draft. So you just never know. And in addition to me saying all that, and in addition to everybody we talk to, you don't know, because this is when it starts, you don't know when the smoke screen is being sent out and who's trying to throw which scent off and trying to throw decoys into the equation. So it'll be an interesting next couple months leading into the draft.
Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I appreciate it. We'll see you back in LA.
Yeah, sounds good, Danny. Thank you.